Shalom Boker Tov. Let's go to page 126. We're going to do a quick review so our head comes into a focus, and we will continue. We are on page 26, Aleph from the Etz Chaim. Here it starts by Matzati Laharav Gadli Halevi Zichrono Lebracha Ki Hagimel Rishonot Shel Havav Ketzavot De Arichampin De Bria. We said that every Olam has five Partsufim, and the five Partsufim of Atzilut are Atik and its Nukva, Arichampin and its Nukva, and then we have Abba Ve'ima, and then we have Zon. Now those are the set five complete parts of him. Again, Atik, Arichampin, Abba Ve'ima, Ve'zon. Zon is Zerampin Malchut, or Zachar Ve'nukva. Oh yeah, Chochma and Bina. Yes. Okay. Yes. Now, because those are Abba Ve'ima, and Zon is the Bani. First, Atik. Second, Arichampin. Third, Abba Ve'ima. And Zon is the last. Okay? Now, we said two things comes from Elyon to Tachton. One is, and these two things called Keter. But in Keter there are two elements, Tohu and Vohu. Tohu is Arba Bechinot. It's all Bechina Echad, that means it's one, it's a Shoresh, yes. And Bohu, which is the Na'atzel, has the Arba Bechinot defined within it. That's already we studied. Now, here it comes and it says the following. Ki hagimel rishonot shel avav ketzavot de arichampin de bria. Arichampin de bria. First is telling me that if there is a Olam Bria has again the five parts of him. The first part, the Keter, is Atik Yamin. And then there is Arichampin. He says, however, the Arichampin has only Vav Ketzavot. Vav Ketzavot. Says, what happened that suddenly Arichampin has only Vav Ketzavot? Doesn't have Eser Sefirot? Yes, it has Eser Sefirot, but in Vav Ketzavot. So what happened to Keter Chochma Bina Afit? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a question that I want you to be aware of, because suddenly it comes as Vav Ketzavot, the Arichampin, the Bria. That means Eser Sefirot of Olam Atzilut is completed. Something is happening now in the Malchut of Atzilut, and somehow the Bria is Eser Sefirot of Bria has to be created, and to create the Eser Sefirot of the Bria, here we are talking about Arichampin of the Bria, and it's only Vav Ketzavot. Remember this.
And that's because Malchut was told to go and...
Not yet.
And it turned...
Yes, the Bria was created because Malchut that was receiving the light from the Keter. Now we're going to find out who is this Keter. This Keter, remember, Olam of Atzilut was created Eze Koma. What was the Koma of Olam Atzilut? Okay? Atzilut is Chochma. Therefore, Bria is which Koma? Which means what? Keter of Olam Bria is which koma? Bina.
Oh, Bina.
Keter of Olam, that means Olam Bria, what is missing? Keter Chokhmah. Keter Chokhmah, we said, is mitlabesh betoch ha-Bina. So therefore, is the koma Bina. Now, if Bina wants to give something, what she can give? Only Vav Ketzavot. Arichampin is the Vav Ketzavot of the Olam Bria, because Arichampin does not, it comes really from the Kuma Bina and below, which is Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. But hold on, let's read it from here. He says, the Arichampin, Shehem Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. He says, the gar of this Vav Ketzavot, which is Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. Now, from now on, remember the following. We're dealing only with Olam of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, or Malchut. That's it. Why? From here. Because I can only understand what I get. I can only remember, understand as far as my Bina grasp. So, the highest level I can really get ever any energy is where? Bina. Not above that. That above it is missing for me. No matter what, I have Eser Sefirot, I have my own Chokhmah, but the Koma of energy that I receive is below Bina, because I only grasp Bina. But again, he says, this Bina, that's what you are grasping, has a gar. Its gar is Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. That means Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet becomes Keter, Chokhmah, Bina. Of whatever you receive. Because we said our Koma, the highest level of what I can grasp, is Bina. So therefore, my gar is Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. Chesed is my keter. It's extremely important to understand this. Chesed is my keter. Gevurah is my Chokhmah. And Tiferet is my Bina.
That's only for that world. The next world, it would move even further down.
Oh, yes. That's only in Olam of Bria. Where is my Olam of Bria, the highest level? Is my imagination. It's whatever I understand. Whatever I set, the gvuls and all the walls that I draw and all the palaces that I create, everything here is in my imagination, is my Bria. Okay? It doesn't mean there is nothing above it, but I only can grasp Vav Ketzavot.
And it's also, I'm sorry, because of what we said earlier, that the three above fall into Igulim, and that's why we cannot cut it.
Bravo. That's the whole idea. That's the whole idea, to allow the Tachtonim to have a choice. If it was all in Igul, you didn't have a beginning to the end. You wouldn't have Gvulim. Now here, Asher Nisharu Megulim Bili Hitlapshut. Those Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, because they are considered Gar, they are already Gilui. Vehine Elu Hagimel Hem Besot Masach. So he says, what is Masach really? What defines as a Masach? He says, this Keter Chokhmah Bina, which is Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, is a Masach. To our knowledge, because not to forget, and make it this easy to understand, Abraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevurah, Yaakov is Tiferet. Abraham is Keter, or Chesed, Yitzchak is my Chokhmah, and Tiferet is my Bina. This is my Masach. No other Masach. Without this Masach, no Olam gets created. Okay? This way, we follow it, and then Torah holds on to you. This is the Baal Peh part, but Torah is the Bichtav part. This has to go with the Torah. What we study has to be step by step by Torah. But Rav is not talking about the Torah aspect of it here. He's talking about the Baal Peh part of it. Therefore, we go to follow. He says, ופירוש הדברים, הם, כך, כי הלא ביארנו, כי בכל עולם מגימל עולמות אלו, יש להם מסך אחד. Without the מסך, בלי המסך, עולם doesn't get created. There got to be a מסך in order to create the עולם. Simple. That's why when we go to Olam Atzilut, we say, Adonai Sefatai Tiftach Pi Yagid Teilatecha, which is Olam Atzilut, which is Olam B'Sheked. Ani, I start with what? Why I went to Atzilut? To receive Shefa, to bring Letachtonim. Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Elohe Yaakov. I'm connecting to what? To my Keter Chokhmah Bina. Okay? Now, those are the masach. And all kolam, and doesn't make any difference. You are Yatsira, Asiya, which koma you are, your highest level you can go is Nun Share Bina, which is Bina. You cannot go higher than Bina, we understood why. And that's called, that level is called Nun Share Bina. And Moshe only reached that Nun level. So, but no matter what koma it is, this is the pattern. This is always the what it is. So it says there is a masach. Each olam requires its aleph masach. Omnam ha-masach shebein atzilut lebriya. However, let's define the first masach, which is between olam atzilut and olam briya. That means olam chokma and bina. That means prior of me recognizing, realizing, being aware, being consciousness of anything. A step before it, called Atzilut. Okay? We are okay?
No.
Baruch Hashem. וכאשר עברו בתוכו דמות כל האורות האצילות. He says, let's talk about this masach between Atzilut and Bria. He says, what is this masach? He says, this masach is the cause kasher avru betocho. There is a ibur. We said olam cannot exist without ibur. Why? Because it just has to keep on go. If there is no children, what is going to continue? There is a ibur. There is a back and forth. You go back and forth. It has to be ibur. He says, okay, here is a masach that is the causes that to be לעבור. יעקב עבר את יבוק. עבר. There is עיבור. There is going from לחוץ לארץ. לארץ. That's a עיבור. Okay? Here it says, the following, it says, כאשר עברו בתוכו דימות. What is דימות? A likeliness.
Image.
Image. We're going to understand what is this. Kol ha'orot ha'atzilut. That means, atzilut, how many lights it has? Eser orot. Eser sefirot, eser orot. Eser orot of olam atzilut, they caused in their own image eser sefirot shel olam briya. In their own image. It's very important. That's why it's called imagination. When you get an idea, you understand an idea, something, it's somebody above you give you an image. How did I perceive this image? You follow? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
I have a little bit difficult to understand. There are two orot that come down. One?
No, two bichinot come down. Two bichinot. That means there are two aspects. One of them is the Eser Sefer Or Yashar, Eser Sefer Or Chozer. It's not only one Bechina, it's a whole thing.
No, the way I was looking at it is the Or Yashar encapsulated in
That's the Eser Sefirot of Or Yashar, Eser Sefirot of Or Chozeh.
But those are the ones that creating from Arich all the way down, and then Malchut of Malchut is what's creating Atik. Isn't that?
Bravo. Bravo. Yes. Not completely only the Arich Hampin, but we're going to talk. It has to Eser Sefirot. That means not only the Arich Hampin, Abba Ve'ima and Zon. Abba Ve'ima and Zon of Olam Bria. Bravo. Not only Eser Sefirot of Bria. That means the whole in five parts of him to be completed. These two Bechinot create Eser Sefirot. That is what he wants to say, that the over Betuch HaMasach, there is something that over, one Bechina that is over through the Masach, and makes Dimot of Orot Atzilut, that means whatever the Or Atzilut, Chesed, is going to leave an impression. Keter is going to leave an impression. Chochmah is going to leave an impression. It says Dimot, an impression of what Atzilut is la'asot kenegdam yud sefirot debriya. Vehine elu lo baku, and then there is another bechina, and that bechina is lo baku. There is no bekia. Otomasach va'avrubo. This bechina is without the bekia. It's just la'avor. It's not bekia. What is la'avor? For example, you go to the Gvul, and they say, show me passport. You have a visa, you're over. If you don't have a visa, they're going to stop you. Now, is it possible that you break through and go?
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but you get in trouble.
Irrelevant. But can you do this?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference. He said, we want to know this difference. We're going to realize it. This is what he says. He says, there is an aspect that Avar went through. V'rak Avar bo or shelahem derech hamasachahu. V'nechakeku. It's like a chikuk, engraved. Kol hayut sefirot shel abriya. Kol yut sefirot shel abriya. Okay, we know this aspect that is over, is that there is a eser sefirot, eser or yashar, and then there is Eser Or Chozer. And where is this Or Chozer happens? Because of the Zivug Daka, because of the Masach, which is on the Malchut. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay? Now, this Or Chozer and Or Yashar, we said it makes a Mina Uba, it comes down, it turns over for creating Eser Sefirot Shel Olam Bria. That's right.
That's that Masach.
Now, listen to what it says, this section. It says, Vehine, Gam Gimel Rishonot Shel Arichampin de Bria Shehem Chesed Gevurat Tiferet, Hem Gamken Ovrim Derech HaMasach Ve'einam Bok'im HaMasach Rak Hem Or המתמעט עובר קצתו דרך המסך, אבל אותו הנקודה, דמלכות דאצילות הנזכר למעלה, שירדה להתלבש בגר אלו דאריחמפין, הם אור עצמו של המלכות דאצילות, ועל כן הוא משברת ובוקעת את המסך עצמו ויורדת ומתלבשת בגר דאריחמפין. Tell me, what is גר of אריחמפין? Bravo. So therefore, that נקודה that we talked as a מלכות of מלכות comes down, מתלבש בגימל ראשונים של אריחמפין, Chesed, Gevurat Tiferet. Now, the only thing is this point that came and went, it labesh bechesed Gevurat Tiferet, is the Malchut of where? Olam Atzilut. And this Malchut of Olam Atzilut did not obey the law of the Masach.
Did not.
That's not Ibur, no. This is Bekiah. Only Malchut of Malchut, which is the Nekuda Emtza'i, comes and mitlabesh bechesed gevurat tiferet shel ha'arich of Biria, in reality becomes atik of the Biria, and their explanation is the following. No, only Masach between Atzilut and Bria. And we are not going to go anywhere till we understand this Masach, which we explained the name of it to be Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. The definition of the Masach between Atzilut and Bria. We said Isgar is Chesed Gevurah Tiferet, and that's the Masach. Only we are talking about the Masach of Atzilut and Bria.
Yeah, but not how come Masach of Atzilut allow this light or of Atzilut to pass through and go to Bina, and Bina doesn't do it, doesn't stop.
Bravo.
It should be the other way around.
Let's go. Chochmah comes into Atzilut and creates the whole Atzilut until where? Until Malchut of Atzilut. Right? Comes all the way to Malchut of Atzilut. That means we said the Koma of Olam Atzilut is the Chokhmah and goes, and the Atzilut is with all Chokhmah completed. After the Chokhmah of Atzilut, who comes into activity? Bina of Atzilut.
Okay.
Bina of Atzilut comes and does the following. Gives what it really creates. She says the Bina wants to create.
Right.
When it comes Bina all the way till Malchut of Atzilut, the light of Bina comes to Malchut of Atzilut, the only thing that she controls is what? The seven that is below her. So she creates the zone, which is Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. Calls Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Zerampin Shel Olam Atzilut, and Malchut of Olam Atzilut becomes from who? From the Hay, from the Bina. Again, I explain. After that Bina comes, she's the mother. She's the Bina. She, again, with Chochmah, creates a Ben, we said Zerampin, and a daughter called Malchut. Zerampin has six Ketzavot, Bina, this is all Koma Bina, and Malchut has Koma Bina. What that means, Zerampin is receiving its light from Bina, which is above her, in Olam Atzilut. Malchut of Atzilut receives its light from Bina as well. Why? Because Bina is Keterna to Zerampin and Malchut of Olam Atzilut.
Yeah.
Correct?
Now,
Malchut of Atzilut comes to Bina, which is the Keter. Says, look, you are the Keter, I am receiving light from you, Zerampin receiving light from you. I want to be the only one that to receive the light from you. I want to be in control. Follow exactly the word that I'm saying. It says the Malchut of Atzilut comes. Because both Malchut and Zerampin of Atzilut receiving the light from Bina of Atzilut. And Bina of Atzilut is a keter to Zerampin and Malchut. And Malchut of Atzilut comes to Bina of Atzilut, which is its Keter, and says, okay, there cannot be one Keter and two Melachim. So Bina of Atzilut, told to Malchut of Atzilut, Ma'ati et yourself, you reduce yourself to a Nekuda. That means right now in Atzilut, how many lights Malchut do you have? In Atzilut. Eser. Malchut is completely receiving from Keter. She is Eser. How many lights Zerampin has? Eser lights, both of them from Bina. However, Malchut of Atzilut comes and says, I want to be in control. She says, no, ma'ati yourself. What it means, ma'ati yourself? He says, you are a Keter. You are Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Nesach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. That means Malchut of the Malchut. And this is Eser Sevirot Shel Malchut of Olam Atzilut. Ma'ati yourself. That means from Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, the Malchut of yourself, Ma'ati. All the lights will leave, go up. You stay only with Nekuda Echad. The Keter stays as a Nekuda Echad. The Keter only stay. All the lights of the rest of the Malchut, what happened to it? He stalek and went to Zerampin of Olam Atzilut. 50 times you make me to repeat it, it's okay.
We understand the frame, we understand what's happening.
Okay.
That's why I understand it in another term.
Slowly. Hold on. The whole picture. We understood now what happens to the Malchut of Atzilut. Becomes Atik of Olam Beria. This Malchut of Malchut, that it's only one point. And how many other Sefirot are empty?
Nine
Sefirot are empty. They are Sefirot, they are Keilim, they were full of light. And what happened? That nine Sefirot had to go for purpose of creating Olam Atzilut. So Keilim comes all the way down, they make Eser Sefirot Keilim, but the light is only one Nekuda.
And most of the time it's nine Sefirot.
That Memotze, that Keter, is only one Nekuda that mitlabesh betoch chesed gevurah tiferet shel arich shel biriyah. The light goes above, the light starts going up to its shoresh.
Nice.
When it, she says, ma'ati yourself, yani, what that means? That means your light, your nine sefirot that below the keter, they gotta go to Zerampin and you receive your light, this nine light that they left you, you will receive only from Zerampin. Zerampin is the holder of your nine lights. What is missing in you? You Keter go, and here it is, Hava Olam. We made already all the impression, all the Eser Sefirot. They left impression for you down. That means there is an impression of what Olam Atzilut, all the Eser Sefirot of Olam Atzilut was in you. Now it's not in you, but only a one point of it, and this one point has to bokeah, to not use the Masach of Atzilut. She defied the Masach of Atzilut and went and became one point to create a whole creation, which they were all the images of all the Eser Sefirot, but she was one point that came all the way from Ensof right now, because we said Keter is Ensof, and now is Eser Sefirot empty in order to fill it up with light. And that's why this Malchut, this king, said, Ve'yi Or. Ve'yi Or. Why did you say Ve'yi Or? Because the Sefirot now empty. Because that's a Bria. Now, who said Ve'yi Or? Let me see if your imagination can catch up. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Shel, Arich, of the Bria, which Atik, you mean that Nekuda, it labesh betocho.
So when it says that it passes through the Masach of Atzilut, you know, I start to think that that's at the bottom of the Malchut of Atzilut. But that's not what we are talking about.
Yes. Is the Malchut of the Malchut has Masach on it or no?
Yeah, but we said that the Masach that we are talking about is Chesed Gevurot Tiferet,
Now, we define Olam of Bria. Right now we are talking Masach between Atzilut and Bria. Not the Olam Bria. Bria is below this Masach. Where is this Masach actually? When the light comes into the Malchut, has any problem to go into the Keter of Malchut?
No.
Keter Chochma Bina Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod of Malchut. They are.
That's what I meant before that.
Right. Only the Malchut of the Malchut puts his own Masach. Bokeh is own rule. Bokeh, the rule of Atzilut. Where is this? This supposed to create Chokhmah. Don't forget. Which is Ein Sof. Malchut of Atzilut has the Or of Ein Sof. All the Eser Sefirot of Malchut of Ein Sof has Or Ein Sof. However, when said Ma'ati yourself, when Bina said Ma'ati yourself, that means 9 Sefirot of yourself gonna leave you. The only thing is gonna remain is an impression. So what in reality Olam Bria is missing? Or Yashar. Only it has what? Olam Bria. Or Chozer. Goes to Zerampin Shel Olam Atzilut. Goes to Zerampin. Now, that is now you understand that only on Shabbat when we say Keter Yitnu, this Nekuda. Sassi, please look at you. This Nekuda.
I see the Nekuda.
That is in Atik. Ole, the Olam Atzilut, and becomes one with its 9 light. That is missing. That's why what we say, Aliyat Olamot. Only on Shabbat you will return this Nekuda because of the Ma'aseh Tachtonim back to Atzilut, in order to unite with its 9 sefirot of 9 sefirot that they histalek mimenu. Let's read here. Huh?
What is this nekuda?
That's Ein Sof.
Why is it Ein Sof?
Because it's a nekuda emtsai. It's the one that includes from above and below. We said.
Includes from above and below?
Yes. It has from Olam Atzilut and is the cause of Olam Bria.
That's what the purpose of prayer is actually for that, so that it would get back to.
Exactly. There is no other way. Because my mind cannot take it up there.
To grasp this more.
My mind cannot. So it's again my tefillah that can pick it up and take it to the Olam, which is about. We said my koma is how far it goes. Nun sharei bina. The higher than that, it doesn't go. We are very far from here, by the way. I mean, to get to this point, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, let's go here.
Don't say it's Ein Sof because I...
No, here. Let's go look at Or Pinimi Gimel. Bekia, Pirusho.
And you didn't answer me. How come the Malchut of Atzilut allowed this Bekia to happen and not the Masach of Bina?
Would you please find it over there and let's go here. Gimel. Bekia, Pirush, Pirusha. התגברות האור על גבול שבמסך. התגברות האור על גבול שבמסך. התגברות האור על המסך. The מסך says, this is the law. He says, forget it, I don't obey the law.
רוקייה is a new concept. We've learned מסך is מסך. Go back, go חוזר, stuff like that.
Right.
Now there is a new concept, רוקייה.
It's to overrule it.
When it's going to overrule it, when it's wrong, when it won't.
Here we go. Let's understand this. Let's understand.
Olam is already finished, and it's Malchut is doing, Malchut and Malchut is doing that in order to for continuation.
Remember, this Malchut of Malchut, we call it Memotze. He's the in-between. This Malchut of Malchut.
Yeah.
This is the in-between. And this in-between is... when Chokhmah comes to Olam Atzilut, goes to Eser Sefirot Shel Malchut, yes. There is the Masach at the end of the Malchut of Atzilut that doesn't allow the light of Ein Sof to go to Briah. Until end of Malchut of Atzilut, there is no Masach.
So the Masach on top of Malchut of Atzilut after Malchut is created is removed. Or it doesn't do anything.
Now, in order not to mix it up, the Malchut of the Malchut received its own light and created what? Or Chozer. Isn't it? Did Malchut receive his own light?
Well,
yes.
Originally, the Masach was on top of Malchut. So Malchut of Malchut could not receive nothing. That's how Or Chozer got created.
Now, when we say Hakol b'Chokhmah Asita, that means 9 Sefirot of Chokhmah, they all get light. And Keter, we said, is within it. When this is the light that came... Okay? Or, bravo, through Or Chozer, but this went all the way till where? To the Malchut. But then Malchut put a gvul there, said, no, this light cannot go. Who said this? Bina. Said, no, you cannot go further than this. He changed the position of the Masach. We're going to realize this. This position of Masach, you are right, it's movable. It's changed. It's from one level goes to another level. You are absolutely correct. But right now you have your in mind the following, that this Or Ein Sof goes all the way to the Malchut of Atzilut. And there is a Or Chozer now, because this Masach has the Or Chozer of Koma Bina. It goes to Koma Bina, not to Koma all the way. Bina, and now Bina has to create something. Because we said in Malchut, how many levels it has to go? It has Chokhmah, then Bina, then Tiferet, in Malchut. We said all these 4 levels created Arba Olamot. Olamot Biria Atzilut, Biria Yetzira Asiya. To turn it over and bravo, but however the light of the Malchut, when he wants to create and continue, 9 of its lights always going to remain in the Zerampin of Olam Elyon. If there is a mistake at the Baro, if there is Pagam Betachton, very good to good remember now. He says, "Ve'eno mashgiach al koach ha'ikuf shebo, v'hu poretz." So he says, "Eino mashgiach." He doesn't obey the law of the gvul that is over him. V'hu poretz, just a spear through v'over o ma'ir gam milemata mimasach. That means takes this light and takes it below the masach. It was not supposed to go. It takes it down. V'tzarich she תזכרו, היטב, מה שביארנו לעיל בפירוש הקעת אור העליון על המסך, אשר המסך מפסיק לאור העליון, this מסך really מפסיק, stops the or to go down, המתפשד לעבור, until not to allow it to go, גם מלמטה מגבולו ומחזירו למקומו. First, it returns the light. But, however, there is going to be one aspect, ואם כל זה, פורץ איזה חלק. פורץ איזה חלק. There is a part that is refuses to obey this, this thing. פורץ and goes through מאור העליון, ולא חוזר לאחוריו. And it does not go to the original light. So there is one spark that from Atzilut comes down from Olam Atzilut, which is the Malchut of Atzilut, comes down to Olam Briya, but however it is a Nekuda. Ela sheyared lemata mimasach, veheir shama, sheze dome, kemo shebaka, veshiver vaasa, chor beguf hamasach. It's like sound that it made a hole into this masach. ועבר את דרכו ממנו ולמטה, and it went all the way down. Now let's go to let's read it completely. אמנם אין כאן שום דמיון, however don't go into imagination that there is such a curtain, לבקיעה וחור גשמי. Don't look at the hole as the hole of what we know as a hole in the world of material. Midomeo mochesh, it's just sensible. It's just get a feeling of it. Ela shehu inyan hasagat gvul bilvad. That means to be a consciousness of there is a gvul. Listen, you put yourself as a limit for yourself. Can you overrule this limit? That's called Bekia.
Say that again.
There is a limit. There is on Shabbat we say this is the limit. You cannot go above this limit. Now, if you go over it, what you have done? That's a Bekia.
So
you overrule it. You go over the rule. That's called Hitgabrut. Ki masach hu magbil et ha'or. Masach is there to lahagbil oto, to define oto, to. The gvul, no, the gvul. It's right now we are not talking no ego or anything
that's
like
that. So
now hold on. וקצתו של האור העליון שהמסך לא הגביל ולא עקבו מכונה שחלק הזה שבקע למסך, כלומר לגבול ועיכוב שבו, ועבר גם ממסך ולמטה, וחלק זה שהשיג את גבול של המסך ואמר ועבר למטה, that portion that overcame the gvul, the limit, and went through down, מכונה בשם מלכות de מלכות, this is called name מלכות מלכות, שממדרגה עליונה, או בשם נקודה de מלכות העליון. This מלכות of מלכות is coming from מלכות עליון, ולפי כך יש לפנינו להבחין בזיווג דעקה הנזכר בית הבחנות. There are two aspects in every time there is a זיווג דעקה. בחינה א', הוא אשר המסך התגבר על האור, that is where מסך overcomes the light, וחוזר למקומו, שבזה נעשה אור חוזר, and this is how we create אור חוזר, ליבוש על דלת בחינות, and this is cause a libush, a covering, on the four phases. So therefore, the four phases get defined. That's already in Atzel. Shebo ora elyon mimata lemala. That's from below to above. Asher mikoach ze hitrachev hamalchut. And because of this, malchut has a possibility to leitrachev, to expand. Because now she captured something. Now she can go and extend itself. Le'eser sefirot minea ubea. And now there is an aspect of minea ubea. We said there is an eser sefirot berosh. And then there is a minea ubea for expansion. Mimasach velemata. באופן אשר כל העשר ספירות שיעשו ממסך ולמעלה התנוצצו הערת מן המסך ולמטה והכתימו דוגמתם שמה ממעלה למטה. They created a חתימה. It's you captured the shoresh, but they turned around and created in your body, in your heart, Eser Chatimot. It's not the same, it's a Chatima. It's what captured who creates this Or Chozer. The Malchut. So this captured the light, this Or Chozer, this Libush belongs to who? To this Malchut. This Or Chozer belongs to who? To this Malchut. That went from Mimata Lemala. Now this turns around, makes a Mina Uba, the drawing that we gave you. Ki memasach velemata veitchaimu, hichtemu dugmatan, that means the chatimak, it's in likeliness, shema mimala lemata, from above to below. Vezeu havchana alef shebezivuk daka. This is the first part when there is a zivuk daka. Then there is another continuation after zivuk daka. After zivuk daka, hold on a second. You say no, thank you very much. What did you do? You created Or Chozer. Somebody offers you something, you say no, thank you very much. Did you capture what you were being offered? Do you know what it is? If it is pleasure, are you going to go now this time, take it? Yes. How much you can resist it? If you are hungry, how much you going to resist it? Eventually, you're going to overrule yourself. You're going to take it. There is a very sensitive point here. That is true that here we are talking about. You say, listen, first, it creates the Or Chozer. It captures a certain light. And we said this light is supposed for Hitrachavud, Mina Oba, for expansion. Otherwise, why did you capture it? We said only to receive his Or Chozer. He says, yes, the first aspect is as follows. For this purpose, to create Eser Sefirot for expansion. However, here, Habichina Bet, the second aspect, Hu chelek mi'aor elyon shebaka v'shiver lemasach. But however, what comes and creates the following is something that went over the gvul. Va'aval lemata mimasach bli ezrat Or Chozer. Without help of Or Chozer. Ela bebichinat atzmuto mamash. It was essentially, it was it as it is. No effect of Or Chozer. What is Or Chozer? Or Chozer puts libush. Or Chozer defines rule. Or Chozer says to this rule how to form. That's the Or Chozer.
Is it Or Chozer that creates Masach or Yeshua that creates because we have the Or Chozer coming down,
yeah.
And then Or Yeshua of Malchut coming down. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Yes, until all the way, this masach, the first masach that you will see, is between Atzilut and Bria.
Yes, but Malchut of Malchut becomes the Keter of Keter, and then expands in potential up to Keter of Mabina. What creates that Chesed Gevurah Tiferet masach now? What is the...
Bravo. The Bina of... Above. The Bina of Olam Atzilut created the Masach.
There is no Or Yashar of Bina. It must be Or Chozer of Bina at that level. Because only her chozer passed through.
And a part of her. Here he says there is a chelek.
That's the malchut of malchut.
Malchut of malchut that does not have any of those limitations and comes to Olam Briya. The Or Chozer that captured Bina, this comes down. That is correct. This comes down and creates the Eser Sefirot of Olam Briya. But then there is another aspect that comes down as well. And that's the Bechinat Bet. That's the Malchut of Malchut. What is this Eser Sefirot that comes down of Or Chozer? We said only the Or Chozer returns, comes down. The Or Yashar Afid, Mistalek, because she wants to rule. Okay? So what in reality comes down is the Or Chozer, and not Or Yashar. However, this Or Chozer that comes down, remember, has Eser, Sefirot, the Gimel Rishonim Afid is the Masach. Absolutely. What is Or Chozer? Is defining rules. Or Chozer is, it says, Chesed, that's your limitation. Gevura, this is your limitation. Tiferet, this is your limitation. That's what Or Chozer is.
And the Or from Malchut of Malchut, is that Or Yashar?
Bravo. But only one Nekuda. Only one Nekuda, not more. That Nekuda is Bravo. It has the whole thing. We said that is the one that Nekuda Emtzai that has both the Tohu and the Vohu. Yes. It is, we're going to go few more times over this. It's going to, and the Rav is going to go about 50 million thousand times over it again. Because up till now, he told us the Masach is where the Malchut is. That's correct. But we called it Malchut of Pe. Well, where is this Masach? It's below, not allowing anything from the head to go down. But who's stopping it? There are a whole lot of things that are stopping the foot not to go down. That's the Masach. That's the domain of the Masach. Again, let's make a review. It's not a bad idea. Look at Olam Atzilut. Olam Atzilut is Chokhmah. That's a Chokhmah that we call Hakol B'Chokhmah Sita. That means there was a Masach of Bechinat Gimel. A Masach of Bechinat Gimel that caused Or Chozer, Kuma Chokhmah, and this Chokhmah created Olam Atzilut. Olam Atzilut has Eser Sefirot, and all its Sefirot, including Malchut, all Eser Sefirot have Or Chochmah. Okay? This is, we said, Olam Atzilut. However, now the Masach is not anymore Gimel. And where is this Masach? Again, at the bottom of Malchut of Atzilut. Because that's already part of Chokhmah. Now this Masach, which is under Olam Atzilut, has Bechina of what? Bet. Creates the Or Chozer that goes up to Bina of Olam Atzilut. Now Bina Atzilut, now there is a capture light. What is here? There is a Bina, and there is, after Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. All these Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, which is of Olam Atzilut, that previously they received Chokhmah, now Bina comes and creates a Libush over them, correct? Now, when Bina creates Libush on this Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, she gives the light of Bina of Koma, of Bina, to Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut of Atzilut. Why? She makes the Libush. So now, what is relevant? What is now active? This eight Sefirot of Atzilut that are now responsible for continuity. There is a Or Chozer of Koma, Bichinat, Bet. Now, it says two things from here going to go down. Number one, this Or Chozer that was created, Vav Ketzavot of it, not the Malchut of it, Vav Ketzavot of it, is going to become the Ari Champin of Olam Briya. This Vav Ketzavot. They become Arichampin of Olam Briya. Chesed Gevura Tiferet becomes the Gar of this Olam Briya. And Malchut of Olam Atzilut complains that, look, there is Arampin and there is me. Both of us, we are receiving from your light. Then Keter, which is Bina, tells this Malchut, Me'ati it yourself. That means, reduce, take away the light, nine of your lights, which are Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Ve'Malchut, and send it up to Zerampin, and you receive this nine light that belongs to you only through Zerampin. That means whenever you connect to Zerampin, then Zerampin is going to give you these nine lights back to you. In the global picture of our yearly time, that's called Hanukkah. That is the secret that Zerampin Malchut, that means that Malchut that finished, it's finished right now, it's going to connect to Zerampin and receive the nine lights. The nine lights. That's why one by one, one by one, one by one, you are giving all the lights. How many lights you are really doing? Nine. That's why the Tov of Ve'i'or has four tags. The Tov. Ve'ira Elohim et ha'or ki Tov. The first Tov in the Torah has four tags on top of it. Taf is number nine. Four tags, 36. That is the 36 candles that you put to see the or, which is called Tov. And that's when this Nekuda, that Yarad Lemata, comes up back and connects to its own nine lights, and there is unification.
It seems like the order of creation with all the Masach in place, it was forced on Malchut to continue the creation. But
it was the desire of that. Who is this Malchut of Malchut? From where did it come?
We say it's the beginning, is the end, so it must be the creator.
You remember Nekudaim saying Ein Sof? He said, I don't want to receive light. And she remained what? One point. That's that one point. It's going to continue all the way, create all the Masachim, creates all the creation, is the Keter of everywhere. Anywhere you find Keter, she's there. She started it all. And she's only one point. Of what? Of Ein Sof. How small it is. It's only a point. And it's going to continue.
That action of matching herself was not done by choice.
She did it absolutely by choice, because she realized that if she wants to be a governor, if she wants to govern, if she wants to lashlot, she can only sholet at what it is below her, not what it is above her. That's the whole point. Is to say that, look, you can only, didn't you ask in Nekudah Emtsai that you want to rule so you can share, you can give, you want to lahativ, you want to do good? No problem. Do below you. You cannot do above you. Above you is already hands off. So create below. That's why there is a continuity. We want children. We want a continuity. We want to let it keep on going.
So the idea is that the expansion happens through matching herself, but for us would be expansion the opposite direction. So from a point we are expanding upwards.
Bravo. How am I going? I am connecting this nekuda in my own system. This nekuda to the other 9 lights which is above me by going through Shabbat without doing the Shabbat nis. That's why you have to work the 6 ketzavot in order to be able to get the Shabbat. That's the 6 days working. That's the 6 days. The whole Briah started with what? Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. But this is not complete unless that point adds to it too. That means there is unification between Hovaya and Adonai, between the Zerampin and Malchut. And the whole deal is going to be between these two. The rest of it from Bina above, there's no problem. It's a God. It's done. It's created. And the whole deal is between Zerampin and Malchut.
That's why, I guess, the Rebbe always said that every Jew is the whole thing.
Exactly. It's a point. It's a point. How many of these points it is? It could be zillion, and so, but it's only one. And that's why we say Echad. It said, yes, the same point that we are talking about from Malchut of Atzilut is in you? Is in me? Is in you? In you? Yes. Absolutely. And all is Echad. That's why he says, "Beyom ahu yeh Adonai echad u'shmo echad," and the whole thing is to understand this Malchut of Atzilut and the relation of Malchut of Atzilut with its own 9 lights. That who is holding its 9 lights of Malchut of Atzilut? Zerampin of Atzilut. Zerampin of Atzilut. Now, who? Moshe Rabbeinu, from where it comes? Where Moshe Rabbeinu comes from? His light is from Zerampin of Atzilut, which he was able to connect this Zerampin to the Bina of Atzilut. And he became Da'at. And that's why at the end, his Moshe got the Nun and became Neshama. That means he connected to the level of Neshama, which is the highest level, which is the Nun Sharei Bina. We got 5 more minutes, so let's finish at least the Gimel. Lefika, no. Habichinat bet hu oto chelek miora ilion shebaka v'shiver ha-masach v'aval lemata v'masach b'li ezrat or chozer, keniskal lemala. Ela bichinat עצמות ממש, תהיינו מבועל לעיל שחלק זה נקרא נקודה דמלכות העליון, או מלכות דמלכות העליון שביטלה הגבול ולא השגיחה כלל על כוח עיכוב שבמסך, והבן היטב, אשר כלפי הנקודה ההיא נחשב המסך כמו שאינו במציאות כלל. As far as this נקודה is concerned, he doesn't recognize this מסך. כי על כן דייק הרב לומר, משברת ובוקעת את המסך. That's why he says, because she doesn't recognize this, though she spears true. שהוא מטעם המבואר, על פי כך, בית הבחינות הללו המבוארים, תבין את כל ההמשך דברי הרב. This is going to be the seed of all our work. But he's going to explain more. Now, Dalet, the aspect...
Why this point doesn't recognize the Messiah?
This yeah. Because it's what?
It's own light.
It's the light of an Ein Sof that once through one point cause 9 other points to fill up. Here we go. She wants to expand. How can she expand? How this point can affect to somebody else? You said only it's below.
It's the whole point of not directly getting. She wants to get it and pass it to the lower level.
Exactly.
And that's what she's
going. She's going to force to create somebody to give her an opportunity. So she's going to create you and me. So this way, I give her an opportunity to fulfill her desire. That's why Adon HaOlam, he's Adon HaOlam. I have to bring him Nachat Ruach. The system is made like this. It's not that my satisfaction is to bring Nachat Ruach to him. Why? Because then I have the possibility of continuity. To the Creator, right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
This point is the Creator?
It's everything. It ends off. Is that the one Nekudah Emtzai that comes to reach a point that says, Bayom Ahu Yeh Adonai Echad Ushmo Echad. Here, he has his Eser Sefirot, I have my Eser Sefirot, and we are equal. That means the moon is going to have its light back again. That means this Malchut is going to have now be established. That's why we say we want to establish Malchuto. The whole point is that these 9 lights are missing and we want to bring it back and put it in its place. And by doing so, we are going to cause Nachat Ruach. And if we don't do this, it's going to go to Klipa. He said, now go, okay, go and deal with it. It's your food. You created it. Go and eat it. And he wants to Lativ. He came, did all these things to Lativ, but he wants you to have a free will with love. He wants to give it.
Mr. Melan, it goes to Kalipa because it doesn't follow the same path that it came down. It goes at the bottom, it follows a different path. Oh, is that why it goes?
Now, in order to create a choice, we see this Creator going to create Zelo Maze. He's going to create from nothingness an Olam of somethingness. From nothingness, he creates something. And he does. And he says, okay, now you got a choice.
But the fact that it goes, the light goes to Klipa is because from the bottom up, it doesn't follow the same path where it came down.
It has the possibility. Now, that's why you need the Torah. What pattern do you want me to continue? You're going to ask. What is it you want me to continue? So, okay, no problem. I'm going to give it to you, Torah. They tell you how to continue. That's why it became necessary for a Torah. Otherwise, what would I, if he is controlling everything and he doesn't allow me to do choices, he says, yes, you can do choices, but learn the principles. Even choices have principles. Choices is not that you create my creation from the beginning. Choices is not for you to make my mind. Choices is not for you to change my mind and come with a new idea. You cannot possibly come up with a new idea. I am the new idea. That's why I'm saying this is important to understand this masach. And what is this masach finally for us?
This point is masach.
Yeah. It's embedded in this masach. Embedded in this masach. And who is this masach that we are talking about? We have to deal. It's called Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. Don't worry. It's not as difficult as you think. It's a very much simpler than you think. But right now, it's strange for you. Now, my request is to start again reading the Perek Zayin. We are going to go over it. We are up to Dalet. Bezat Hashem, we're going to continue because Harav is going to explain now how he's missing the lights, what it is, and we will get familiar with this behavior of this Malchut. He's the Malchut. So in within us, how many aspects comes from above to below? Two aspects. One is the concept of Or Chozer comes down. As far as I grab anything, is the Or Chozer. And there is a one nekuda, Shalom Boker Tov. One ye nekuda, ye, one point that's called the bekia, that baka from above became below. She'elachem Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach.